Courmayeur's growth and architectural development took place between the two world wars, and the typical type of installation in that period were detached houses with large gardens. At number 2, Via Donzelli, you can see a building known as Villa Dondani that is reminiscent of the medieval themes and motifs. It consists of a main building dating back to 1930, a chapel with a bell tower in stone and plastering, an L-shaped arcade with stone columns and arches, a stone pavilion, a mullioned windows with three lights, and a portico on the principal facade. The garden has a series of natural features, like a stream, pond, etc., together with a man-made ones, such as walls, paths, and balustrades. Via La Fredolina, dating back to 1961, is also nearby. It has an asymmetrical layout, with parts in exposed stone and others that reproduce the lattice building style. Villa Maron, that was built in 1925, stands at number 1, Strada delle Volpi. It is a building displaying the lattice construction technique and steeply sloping roofs, and used to have a large park around it, which has now disappeared. The building was recently renovated. In Via 16 Luglio stands Via Bagnara, 1935. This is a stone building on three floors, with side posts and architraves. A few decades later, in 1959, Villa Bruno Brand was built in Brand, in the municipality of Prisandidier, which adjoins Courmayeur in styles taking inspiration from the local rural architectural styles. It is in fact one of the first buildings that sought to imitate traditional style architecture, without actually making it explicit reference to the wooden rascade. The dry stone walls, the use of timber in supporting structure and cladding, and the roofing in loose are very reminiscent in alpine dwelling on a mountain slope. A particularly interesting example of architecture can be seen in the redevelopment of the village of Frenet in La Salle, which was finished in the year 2000. At the heart of this scheme were the reinterpretation and restoration of the local rural architecture, with the recreation of some interesting and unexpected and common areas. Some of the features of the village include large panoramic windows that reduce the stonework in the walls, variously designed balconies, medieval-styled side posts and vaults, and the irregularly designed roof in loose.